Apostle has been working. He started with Easter, and he was working towards the day of Pentecost in Acts. And he told me I could do that if I wanted to, or start moving that way. He did the Emmaus Road last week, but I had something drop into me this week, and I was fighting it because I've done a similar sermon on it, but it's been 4 to 5 years, so. Like I said, I was just kind of back and forth because I don't want to necessarily preach the same thing more than once. But however, there's times when you listen to a song or you read a sermon or you read a scripture and you can read it more than once or you hear it a different way and God drops something else into you. Amen? Right? So, and then you couple kind of that, which I was fighting with it, and then I'm in this conference yesterday and the guy in the conference was kind of talking about this. I'm like, okay, well, there it is. We're just going to do this. So we're just going to do this. I want to pose a question. What is an image? And specifically, what does it mean to be in the image of God? Okay? That being said, we are going to be in Genesis. Right in the beginning, okay? We're going to start Genesis 1, and I have a lot to read here, and I hope that you'll just bear with me because I promise I will try to make a point. Okay? So, we're going to start in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12. Tracy, if you've got that. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth, I want you to remember that, and the earth brought forth. Okay? And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields the seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields the fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Okay. So that's the first part. Now we're going to go to Genesis 1, same thing, 20, verse 20 through verse 21. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was
good.
Will you back up one slide there, Trace? I want you to remember, let the waters abound, okay? So we have let the earth and let the waters, okay? Good. Now we're going to jump down to verse 24 through 25. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures." Remember that again. Let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was
good.
All right, now this is where I want to preach, is 26 through 27. Oh, man, I thought I'd time it right. There it is. Okay. All right, so verse 26. So here we go. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image." Okay, so we have, let the earth bring forth, let the waters bring forth, let the earth bring forth, let us. You with me so far? Okay, nothing too crazy yet? So let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them, and then he says, and he saw that they were good. Okay. So what does it mean to be created in the image of God? What does that mean? If you look up the word image in the Hebrew, then you're going to find something along the lines of resemblance. Okay? So what does a resemblance mean? It can mean a couple different things, right? Right? We have the resemblance of we look like, but there's also the part of resemblance meaning character. Are you with me? I want to read you the definition. Resemblance or representation, coming out of the dictionary here, says the action or fact of one person standing for another so as to have the rights and obligations of the person represented. Now that sounded very legalistic, so I'm going to put Joel Hort's spin on it, okay? The action or fact of having one person, Joel, stand for another, God, so as to have the rights and obligations of God represented. Are you with me? Do I need to read that again? The action or fact of having Dugan standing for God so as to have the rights and obligations of God represented. So what does that mean? We are made in His image, right? And a lot of people will stop at that and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, Jesus kind of looked like us when He came here, and, you know, God probably looks like us. We'll figure that out when we get up there. But it's deeper than that. It's not just, you know, Titus looks like me, right? It's Titus is supposed to represent me and carry himself the way that I expect him to carry himself. Are you with me? What? We can do the same things? Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. So then my question to you is, are you in your lives, in your workplaces, with your families, with your bosses, with the people that you don't get along with, are you conducting yourself as an image, as a representation of the Father? Are you? Now, I was at this conference yesterday, and he's talking about worship, and he used a phrase that I'm going to read it here. And he says, our music images something. Okay? Our music, our worship music, it bears witness to something. So he says, if our music is mediocre, then it is telling everyone that God is mediocre. And our God is not mediocre. He does nothing but excellence. Amen? If our music is boring, it's telling people that our God is boring. And our God is anything but boring. If our music is shallow, if our music is inauthentic. Now, I want to replace that word music with a couple other terms, and I want you to think about this with your own lives. Our lifestyle images something. Our lifestyles bears witness to something. Okay? What I allocate my time to images something. Are you with me? What I give my attention to images something. What I spend my money on images something. How I talk to my spouse, my tone images something. How I parent my kids images something. Right? Jess sent me a video this week that says, you know, as a father, and I'll say this to fathers, but it goes to the mothers too, because we believe that women can be pastors here. Amen? Fathers are supposed to be, every father should be a pastor, because you have someone underneath you that is looking to you as an example of what the father is. And so if I'm hard, if I'm critical, if I'm absent, if I'm lackadaisical, it is telling him, it's telling my kids, who God is. Are you with me? I expect, stand up for a minute. Yeah, come on over. When Titus carries himself in school, he knows what my expectation of him is. Right? He knows because he's 9. He's had 9 years with me. And he knows my heart. Okay? So he knows that how he behaves, you can relax, you're okay. Right? He is the horde representation. Before parent-teacher conference, I always say, hey, what am I going to hear? Because he should know, right? Right? He's to a point where he's old enough that he should know how he is acting. He should have an idea of how he carries himself, right? Most of the time?
More or less.
Are you perfect?
No.
Do you try to meet what your mother and I ask you to do? And I can honor his heart for that. Is he going to be perfect? No. Do I expect him to be perfect? No. But I do expect him to do the best that he can with what he knows of my heart and my character. Are you with me? So how are each of you imaging the Father? Dugan approved? Okay. I want to go back to those verses in Genesis real quick. What happens if you take a blade of grass or a weed or a tree and you pluck it out of the earth? What happens to it? It dies, right? What happens if you take a sea animal out of the sea? It dies. What happens if you take an animal, a cow, and put it in the sea? What happens to it? Okay? So all of these things have a place. All of these things have a desired position, okay, where they can have abundance. Tracy, will you pull up that verse? I think it's 25 and 26. Or 26 and 27, I'm sorry. So he says, let us make man in our image. So what happens if we get outside of God? What happens? We die. It might not be a physical death right here, but it's definitely a spiritual death. Amen? I've got a video that I want to show you, and you know, I'm known for being quick, so I'm about done here. I'm not sure that's a good reputation to have. But I have a video, and I've shown this before. It's been a couple years, so some of you guys have seen this and some of you haven't. No. But what I want you to do, because as I was really pondering this, the more that you know the Father, the more that you know the Father's heart, you know who he is, you know what he's about, the more apt you are, or the better suited you can be, maybe that's a better way to say it, to follow him. Right? Because Titus is older than Elias and Esme, I have a different expectation because he's been with me longer. Right? Right? Esme, yesterday we're in a grocery store and Esme's running around screaming her head off. And it's like, I just got to laugh because, you know, she's three. And that's what she's going to do. Because she doesn't understand my heart yet. She doesn't understand her mother's heart. She doesn't understand what's right, what's wrong yet. Okay? Are you with me? So I have a video, and what it's going to do is it's going to give you a whole bunch of different definitions of God, different facets of his character. Because I want you to start thinking about him in new ways. Okay? So we're going to play this, and then I'm going to have the worship team come up, and we're going to close service. I'm going to ask Mike if you would come down to the altar, if you would. But I really want you to spend time thinking about how you are imaging the Father. I mean, it's everything, guys. It's everything, right? You might not think it, but it's even the way that we talk, right? At my job, I am the only Christian there. So how I conduct myself is telling my crew who the Father is, how I treat them when they have an issue, when they have done something wrong, is a direct image of what the Father is. And so you have to carry yourself. The Bible says to walk circumspectly, right? Which means that you are paying attention to how you conduct yourself and how you carry yourself at every moment. Are we going to mess up? Yes. Yes, we are. Okay? I will be the first one to tell you that there are times. Yesterday was a great example. We were grocery shopping, and I kind of snapped at Titus, and I said, "Buddy, it wasn't you." He said, I'm in pain. I'm still dealing with my surgery." He said, "It wasn't you. I'm sorry." Right? So I know we're going to mess up, and that's not it. That's not the end all. But you should be mindful of how you're carrying yourself. Amen? Okay. Trace, if you would. Amen. Spend time this week. The worship team, go ahead. Come on up, guys. I want you guys to spend some time with me. Really, like, you know, and that video is on YouTube if you want to find it and watch it on your own accord. But find an aspect of God and start to search after him. Right? And it can be something that you've never thought about before. Right? But chase after something different and see what he does, so that we can image him better. Yes? Tracy, will you pull up, we'll sing different here in closing. The altar's open if you want to come down and spend some time. Mike will be down here. Mike got a word this morning, and it had to do with fear, correct? Yeah. And what I'd like to do is if you're struggling with something specifically about fear, I want you to come down and talk to Mike. Okay? All right. Guys, if you would, let's go into different.